What if everything we've been told about healthy eating is fundamentally flawed? Anthropologist Stephen Lay's global journey began with a personal tragedy, watching his mother die of cancer at 66, while his traditionally eating Vietnamese grandmother lived to 92. This stark contrast launched him on a worldwide investigation challenging conventional nutritional wisdom. Through vivid storytelling that combines personal adventure with rigorous science, Lay reveals how abandoning ancestral eating patterns for modern diets has triggered an epidemic of diseases of civilization and offers a compelling roadmap back to health through evolutionary eating. His findings have garnered praise from leading nutritionists, with Michael Pollan calling it one of the most important contributions to our understanding of food in years. In Vietnam, I found myself eating a live palm worm, pulling off its creamy, mayonnaise-like body with my teeth. This wasn't mere thrill-seeking, but an exploration of humanity's original protein source. Our ancestors consumed insects for millions of years, and today over 1,600 species are eaten worldwide, offering nutrients that often surpass conventional meats. In Thailand, where insect cuisine flourished without colonial influence, I explored markets full of grasshoppers, crickets, and beetles, and visited cricket farms where thousands of insects were raised efficiently, producing protein with minimal environmental impact. Our modern aversion to insects is purely cultural. While Westerners may recoil at eating bugs, we readily consume other arthropods like shrimp and lobster. As climate change threatens traditional agriculture, these sustainable protein sources may become crucial, returning us to a nutritional heritage that sustained our species for millennia. Fruits present an evolutionary puzzle. While irresistibly colorful and sweet, they've rarely been dietary staples in human cultures, because fruits evolved primarily for seed dispersal, not sustenance. Our primate ancestors lost the ability to synthesize vitamin C around 60 million years ago, becoming dependent on fruits for this nutrient. Yet plants maintain control through defensive compounds like phenols and tannins, making fruits just palatable enough to encourage animals to eat and move on. Traditional societies understood this dynamic. Native Americans developed sophisticated methods to process acorns, leaching out bitter tannins through techniques like hot water treatment or mud burial, demonstrating an innate understanding of plants' defensive mechanisms. Modern consumption patterns often ignore these natural limitations. While whole fruits contain fiber that slows fructose absorption, juices and smoothies bypass these safeguards. Year-round availability in processed forms can disrupt our evolved relationship with fruit, potentially contributing to metabolic issues. Our relationship with meat reveals tensions between biological programming and conscious choice. Even babies show an innate preference. My 9-month-old nephew consistently chooses pork over vegetables. While some adults abstain for ethical reasons, our inherent drive toward animal foods persists. The craving for fat spans cultures universally. From Pacific Coast native Canadian salmon oil to Asian coconut oils, from European lard to whale blubber, fatty animal foods are central to traditional cuisines. Yet meat isn't essential. Gorillas, elephants, and other large mammals thrive on plant-based diets, and some of the world's longest-lived populations eat minimal meat. My attempt at primitive hunting with a handmade Acheulean axe proved humbling, with hares too quick and cautious, highlighting our ancestors' challenges without modern tools. Our relationship with meat reflects key trade-offs. Higher meat consumption in youth may boost growth through IGF-1 hormones, but increases later cancer risk. The question becomes, should healthy prioritize current vitality or longevity? Understanding meat's evolutionary role may offer better answers than complete elimination. In Vietnam's Quang Tri province, Hang Thi Dao revives traditional fish sauce production. Though fish provides valuable omega-3 fatty acids, many cultures historically avoided it, with taboos spanning Afghanistan, Pakistan, India, parts of Africa, ancient England, and Native American tribes. Southeast Asians mastered fish preservation through fermentation, covering small fish in salt to prevent spoilage. After a year of sun fermentation, the process yields amber-colored fish sauce that transforms simple rice into satisfying meals. Hang's bamboo boat fish sauce, with its dark amber color and earthy flavor, earned acclaim from Vietnamese food connoisseurs for its superior quality compared to mass-produced alternatives. Her business creates economic opportunities while supporting children affected by Agent Orange. Traditional fermentation techniques, refined over centuries, achieve what modern food science struggles to replicate. These methods not only preserve food, but enhance its nutrition and flavor complexity. The umami in fermented foods signals valuable amino acids our bodies need. While Western nutritionists often question the sodium content in fermented foods, traditional societies consuming these foods show low rates of hypertension and cardiovascular disease, suggesting our modern salt concerns may be misplaced for traditionally prepared foods. Plants have evolved sophisticated chemical defenses against predators. When plants became dietary staples, humans developed cooking methods to neutralize these defensive compounds, a necessity after large mammals became scarce. Plants' defensive arsenal includes compounds that persist through cooking. Furanocurin in celery and parsley causes rashes. Saponins in legumes and spinach are toxic if bloodborne, and soybean isoflavones mimic estrogen. Traditional societies countered these defenses through soaking, boiling, fermenting, and roasting, reducing lectins in legumes and cyanide in cassava and lima beans. The agricultural shift wasn't an improvement. Early farmers showed reduced height and dental problems compared to hunter-gatherers. Evidence suggests humans adopted agriculture reluctantly as climate change and hunting depleted megafauna. Modern raw vegetable trends ignore traditional wisdom. Our ancestors rarely ate raw plants, instead developing preparation methods to neutralize toxins. The most nutritious vegetables are often those prepared through traditional cooking methods that balance nutrient availability with defensive compound reduction. Several universal health principles emerge from studying food traditions across cultures and evolution. Move like our ancestors, at least 2 hours daily of walking or cycling. Drink alcohol moderately after 40. Eat less meat when young, but increase intake after 65. Choose traditional cuisines over 500 years old and eat what your ancestors ate, as our bodies have adapted to specific diets. Focus on sustainably produced, locally adapted foods. Our bodies need some microbial exposure to function properly, having evolved alongside parasites. Cook at low temperatures to avoid advanced glycation end products, AGEs, that accelerate aging. Fad diets fail because our bodies thrive on the diverse foods found in traditional diets. The key insight is that health comes from aligning modern lives with our evolutionary heritage, not from superfoods or miracle diets. The most sustainable approach combines traditional wisdom with thoughtful adaptation to contemporary life. In our quest for nutritional novelty and quick fixes, the most powerful choice is looking backward. When we eat in harmony with our evolutionary history, we reconnect with the ancient rhythms that shaped human health for millennia.